This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that MG Narega had become a synonym for corruption, where workers were often sidelined and routinely exploited. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan called out Congress for allegedly misleading the public over the newly enacted Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Guarantee Mission Grameen Jiram Ji Act.
Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji Yojana ek bahut bada reform hai.
The Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji Yojana is a major reform initiative. Under this scheme, the root causes of problems in agriculture have been eradicated through the use of new technology. The interests of workers have been protected and overall development has been ensured. I appeal to the Congress not to spread delusions and falsehoods, but instead to thank us for making this scheme better.
Is yojana ko behtar banane ke liye dhanyawad de.
Mr. Chauhan said that despite having an enormous budget, MG Narega did not lead to any permanent asset creation or long-term development of the villages. While highlighting the shortcomings of the previous act, the minister said that Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji safeguards workers' interest. He noted that provisions of increased pay and unemployment wages, interest on delayed payment, and employment guarantee of 125 days from the earlier 100 days ensure that not only workers remain better off, but they also bring meaningful contribution to their villages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament via video conferencing today. The tournament will be held from the 4th to the 11th of January at Dr. Sampurnanand Sports Stadium in Varanasi. About 73 men's and women's teams comprising over 1,000 players from states and institutions across the country are set to participate. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the Council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. Venezuela's permanent mission to the United Nations has sent a letter to the Security Council seeking the emergency session, criticizing the U.S. action. The Constitutional Chamber of Venezuela's Supreme Court has ordered that Vice President Delcy Rodriguez assume the role of acting president of the country. The decision was made after Nicolas Maduro was detained in operation by U.S. forces. The court ruling said that Rodriguez would assume the office in order to guarantee administrative continuity and the comprehensive defense of the nation. The External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of the recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements, and remain in contact with the Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in and the emergency phone number is +58412-9584288. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has reviewed the allocation of funds for reconstruction of structures damaged in the recent flash floods in Kathua. The union minister said the centre has allocated over 1,400 crore rupees to mitigate the damage to public property and infrastructure in Jammu and Kashmir. 10 crore rupees have been sanctioned for temporary repairs in Kathua, while over 2 crore rupees each will be provided for other damaged structures. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha till tomorrow. According to the IMD, cold wave conditions will also likely be over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the next 3 days. The weather agency has also forecast dense fog conditions to continue to prevail over parts of Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow and over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Jammu during the next 2 days. In under-19 men's cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 25 runs under the DLS method in the opening youth ODI of the three-match series at Willowmore Park in Benoni last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.